I was GM of sales for a multi-million dollar company for 20 years, and I've worked with commission-based sales teams. And I've been coaching speakers for 20 years also. And I represented Australia in a speech contest in 2013, and I've coached a couple of international speaking winners.
And I know you've got a personal story about finding voice for the voiceless. Do you want to share your personal story about that?
It's really surprising that I come across this imposter syndrome all the time.
People need to know their vision and mission. They need to work with a coach because they don't know what they don't know. Like, really, people don't know what they don't know.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pivot to Thrive podcast. This is your ultimate destination to elevate your mindset, marketing, and sales strategies for ultimate business growth. I'm your host, Dr. Priya, and I'm here to inspire and guide you on your journey to financial independence. My mission in life is very simple: to empower entrepreneurs like you with simple, actionable insights and easy to implement strategies that will transform your online business into a thriving success. Now, here's the deal. If your current strategy in life or business isn't working, don't quit. Just pivot. And it's important you understand that the goal for pivoting life and business isn't just to adapt and survive, but to truly thrive in growth, success, and abundance. So, in this podcast, we'll dive deep into the mindset shifts you need to break free from cultural barriers and embrace your true potential. We'll discuss cutting-edge marketing and sales techniques that you can apply to your business right away. Together, we'll create a powerful belief system that'll guide you towards the life you truly desire. So, grab a cup of coffee or even a fancy glass of wine, and let's start pivoting towards the success you've always dreamed of.
Hello, Janine. Welcome to Pivot to Thrive podcast. I really appreciate you being here today and sharing your wisdom with your personal brand and also the speak to influence, because I think, especially in 2024, a lot of people want to speak. They want to have more speaking opportunities. They want to be highlighted. They want to be podcast guests. So I think we're doing this at a very, very right time. I would love for you to give your pitch about you for audience who don't know who is Janine Vosper.
Thank you, Priya. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. It's one of the things that high on my values is being able to share knowledge and however we do it. And the beautiful thing about podcasts, it gets out to a wide audience. This is a great platform to be able to do that on. My background is I was GM of sales for a multi-million dollar company for 20 years, and I've worked with commission-based sales teams, and I've been coaching speakers for 20 years also. And I represented Australia in a speech contest in 2013, and I've coached a couple of international speaking winners. With all of, you know, 4 decades of working in business and helping people support their business in that space, I realized that all of those things together, whether we have a great sales pitch, whether we can have a one-on-one sales conversation, or we want to stand on stage, we want to be part of a podcast, want to deliver our message, it all comes under our personal branding and be able to get that right, because we often don't get a chance for a do-over. And that's the important factor, is if you want to be able to get on stages and speak, it's a very good idea to know how to do that well and how to put your presentation together. And that way you'll get asked back and you'll get asked for other speaking opportunities.
How do you find the difference between working for huge corporates dealing, because there you don't have to sell Janine Vosper, right? You already have an affiliation with a big brand. And so sales is your personal skill set, but there's no need to sell you. How is that difference? Because I always find people need to have a different hat on when it comes to their own business rather than representing a business. How did you transition that?
I'm going to disagree with you here, Priya.
Okay.
I think that it's just as important to have a personal brand if you're an employee working for a corporation. You deliver it differently, but you still, people that you connect with will be connecting with you individually. And I know that over the 20 years, there were clients that dealt with us. They, of course, they wanted the product and they wanted us to have the capacity to deliver it. But because they built a relationship with me, they understood that that was going to happen. And that trust was there. That becomes your own personal brand. So it wasn't obviously Janine Vosper that was the brand, but you as an individual need to be that individual when you're dealing with clients. You need to stand out from every other sales rep that walks in the door. And whether, you know, with the products that we were dealing with, we were working with the major mining companies. We had contracts with councils and governments, as well as the local mechanic shop. And you've got to be that individual person, because there's competition out there. And if you aren't that brand, if you aren't that person that can stand out, however you do that, and you know, understanding sales techniques, personality profile, how to solve problems, all of that comes into it. But it's still you, not as much as when you are your brand and it is your business, but you still definitely need it when you're an employee.
Yeah. Most of them I've spoken to in the previous podcast, in the interview, I have had the challenge. I'm glad you didn't have it. So what was your challenge when you started your own business?
One of the things that I teach people to do is start your business while you are employed, and figure out a way to do that, because that employment then will fund the setup of your business, because there's a lot of expenses perceived expenses when you first go into business. If you treat that income as funding for the business, then you will, when you stop, you're not chasing business. You're not having to set up a website, do all the things that are costly. And the other thing I really, really encourage people to do if they're considering stepping into their own business is start getting business coaches well before they do that. Because how you set up your business and or how you are in your business is very different than being an employee. So I did those things myself. I got business coaches. I got coaches and I do this every year, and I've always done it for about 3 decades, is what do I want to learn personally this year? What do I want to learn professionally this year or need to learn? And then I would go and find the person who could provide that training, you know, whether it was personally learning to play golf or professionally as a business coach that would take my business to the next level. So that's a really important factor, is to, you can't just say, all right, today I'm going to start a business, unless you've got a lot of financial backing. It takes about 3 years for a business to really establish itself. And a lot, unfortunately, statistics prove that a lot of people in that business for that long. So I moved from in that GM role into a 5-day fortnight in that role. Kept the funding. And look, it's really tricky sometimes. I mean, I was paid extremely well to, you know, what was my reason for doing that? Because I was paid well with what I was doing. But it was, for me, I knew I could help a lot more people if I moved and had a lot more flexibility and create the lifestyle I wanted if I moved into my own business. But I backed myself beforehand.
Amazing. It's the same principle that I stand by and I really believe in. And I said in a fancy way, the same message what you said, use your 9 to 5 to pay your bills and 6 to 10 to build your empire. Because I was a side hustler myself, so I had a full-time job, kids and everything. But after my kids sleep, I would spend 2 hours working on my business, on my side hustle, passionate side hustle, and then 2 hours before work. And I strongly believe use that funds, because when your needs are at stake, you cannot pursue your passion, right? So once your needs are fulfilled, obviously you can have your desires. And this particular podcast was called Side Hustle with 9 to 5. That's how it started. So this transition. Yeah, Side Hustle with 9 to 5 was my brand, because I was a side hustler. I was successfully signing clients, and that's what I wanted to teach people. Mm-hmm. So my brand was called Side Hustle with 9 to 5 at some stage. Yeah, thank you. So coming from a sales background and also believing in business coaches, it's interesting, or rather intriguing, for me to find out, why didn't you choose sales coaching and why speak to influence or the speaker training?
It was the world I was in, and it was the expertise that I had acquired over that time. And with sales coaching, and I've written a couple of books on it, you know, there was knowledge there that I wanted to share. And while I'm here, one of the books is called Good Girls Do Sell, and the other one is Being Unstoppable. And they're both very much about that. It's having that belief within yourself to be able to do something. And along the way, I've acquired a lot of other knowledge, and I do teach on a whole lot of other subjects. I mean, you sit in a senior management role and for 20 years, and you do pick up a lot of skills in various topics. So sales is just and speaking is my comfort zone. I know that I have a lot to offer people in that, to help them achieve their results. My vision statement is for small business owners to take over the world. And my mission statement is to enable people to do what they don't believe is possible. My business was originally called Shifting Visions, and I moved it into Speech Perfect, which is more in line with the actual work I do. But it was that shifting that space and belief about yourself so that you can achieve the results you want. And sales and speaking is certainly two ways to do that well. You have a successful business if you make sales.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just an expensive hobby.
It is.
Because I had one. Oh my God, I am so glad you mentioned this, because even with lots of people that I meet, the problem that they have is the struggle to deliver things very, very clearly in what they want, or to capture the attention of people who they want to. So there were times when I put up a story, it'll not make sense to anybody else other than that one person who I'm targeting, right? So there's always that challenge. So having trained hundreds or thousands of people over your career and in your personal business, what is one thing that you feel is stopping people from stepping up, standing out, and speaking to influence?
It's really surprising that I come across this imposter syndrome all the time. I was a breakout trainer at a women's leaders event a few years ago in Brisbane. And I stood around at lunchtime listening to all of what was going on, conversations. And most of the women in the room were CEOs of hospitals and senior management in government and ran major corporations. And what was coming across with all of them was this imposter syndrome, that lack of belief within themselves that it's sort of a fluke. They've fluked it into those roles. You know, they believe that they've got educated. You know, most of these women, the minimal was a degree based in masters and doctorates. But it's still, even with that amount of skill, there was that lack of belief within self. Did some training for a law firm recently, and the owner of the law firm, that was something that he particularly wanted me to cover. We did sales training because they all had KPIs that they've got to meet and how they can convert someone coming in to become a client. But that was that lack of belief in themselves and how to deliver that message was stopping them from meeting their KPIs. So that imposter syndrome, it holds so many people back. And part of it is we're so concerned about what other people think of us.
And how do you tackle that? How do you help them to get out of that? Because I think most of them just stay in their head. It's so hard for them to get out of their head. So what is one thing that has helped you to help them get out of their head or get out of that self-doubt and imposter syndrome?
One of the things in particular that it is sometimes hard for people to get, but it is probably the most important aspect of it, is nobody cares about you.
Very true. You're the hero in your life, but not in their life.
Correct. That sense of they won't care that you think that you haven't got the skills. They just want to hear the information and for you to step up and deliver that information. And people are amazingly great technicians. And they can do that well, but who am I to go out and speak to someone else? Why would they listen to me? And that's where that imposter syndrome comes in. But the most important factor is people don't care that you're thinking that. They just want to see you as the expert. And I really don't believe in that fake it till you make it. But when I work with people, we do exercises around how you can feel it till you make it. So if you can feel that you have got control of the room, if you can feel that sense of, that sense of inner power, that this is your space to be able to deliver that message. And that, you know, it's when I'm talking about people selling with my products, I go, why wouldn't people buy from me? I just don't get it, because they can get this, and this. They've got that problem. I can help solve it. Here we go. So that's the attitude that's a switch to that. And it's very, very, very much about how, if someone's got a problem and you've got the answer, then you are just being the most selfish person in the world if you don't deliver that answer to them and solve it.
I say the same thing. If you've got something nice, why wouldn't you climb to the top of the roof and scream to the whole world that I can help you? This is amazing. This has helped me. I've done this, so I can help you do that too. Like, if you're not going out and loud, which means either you don't believe in yourself or you don't believe in your products. If everybody is like, oh, I'm great. I'm like, yes, I want a lot of people to know that you're great. Don't keep it to yourself. Stop being selfish.
Oh, and it is. It's very selfish. And that's part of that sales conversation. It's because you're focusing on your ego.
Yeah. You know,
and a lot of the reasons people won't do things is, what if people don't like me? What if I don't want to upset people? I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be seen as a tall poppy. And all of those sentences start with the word I. And you've made it all about you. It's about your ego. So step out of that, because I said nobody cares. Step into a position where you're solving a problem. And if your focus is 100% on how you're solving problems by delivering a message, then you're going to have a lot more confidence and belief in that you can do it, because you're removing that sense of who am I.
Yeah, take I out of the equation. It's as simple as that, right?
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I believe more people listen to this and probably they needed to hear it today. Just take I out of the equation.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey listeners, before we jump back into today's episode, I want to tell you about an incredible opportunity that's perfect for those of you who are always asking these questions yourself. How can I earn more money? How do I get more customers without spending on ads and fancy funnels? How can I generate recurring income without selling all the time? How do I create wealth without trading time for money? How can I transition from being a one-person show to mastering delegation? If this sounds like you, then you're going to love our sponsors for this episode, the Pivot Mastermind, a life-changing six-month intensive experience designed to help you launch and scale your digital empire. But that's not all. One of the standout features of this mastermind is that each attendee gets a dedicated virtual assistant to handle the admin and social media marketing tasks. That means you can focus on what truly matters, growing your business and enjoying the freedom that comes with it. Don't wait any longer. Click on the link in the show notes to apply today and take the first step towards transforming your business and your life with the Pivot Mastermind. Now let's get back to today's episode.
And I know you've got a personal story about finding voice for the voiceless. Do you want to share your personal story about that?
This is, I just want to clarify, because I've got a few, but we were talking about this with the funeral. Is that the one?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Your friend's mother's funeral.
It was. And I always have been in sales, and I had been doing a little bit of speaking, but not a lot. And I've always had confidence. And I sat in the pews with my parents at one of my dear friend's mother's funeral. Now, I called her auntie. We were that close, grew up next door. And this woman was quite an amazing woman. And she had helped out at this little church for about 40 years. 2 months before, her husband, uncle, had passed away, and his was expected. The pastor was there, gave a beautiful eulogy. Everyone had a chance to speak on his behalf. When auntie passed, the pastor had moved on. There was a brand new pastor in the church who didn't know her. Everyone was so traumatized, because it was a surprise, it was a shock, that nobody could speak for her. And the pastor gave a nice eulogy, but it wasn't personal. And I was distressed. And I sat there in the pews and I just said, I'm never going to be mute again. And I think that a lot of us have those points where there's something happens and we go, I want a voice. Whether it might be in a business meeting and you're being talked over all the time, or it's, I've got something I want to share with the world, whatever. I think there comes a point where there's a line in the sand and we go, I want my voice. And that, for me, that was, and that's probably the first time I've told the story over the years. And I've told it multiple times where I haven't actually really teared up, because it was such an emotional moment to be there in that space and not have someone speak on her behalf when I could have but didn't. And since then, I've had the honor of speaking at quite a number of funerals, unfortunately, and even one where a friend took his own life. And I spoke from a friend's perspective, and I had multiple people come up afterwards and say, thank you. You said the words that I couldn't say. And for me, I think that's one of the most powerful things that we can do, is to own our voice and be able to use it and have the power and strength and confidence to do that when we're called.
Thank you for sharing. That was so beautiful. I know we all have that pivotal moment where we realize, damn, I think I should do better. Or maybe it was just a learning, expensive learning, or a distressing learning in this case. But obviously, it led you to something positive and has a huge impact in whatever you do today. So
most definitely. And that's one of those things, you know, where now I was at an event this morning and people were pitching their businesses, but there was things missing. So I'm curious. So I ask questions of them. I don't hesitate in doing it. Then everyone else learns from the person who opens their mouth, really.
Yeah. So I know we meet at business breakfast meetings. When people pitch and you know they're doing a terrible job, but they have the skill set, they've got the message, but they just didn't convey it in a way that it would benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach it?
Well, networking places aren't the places to go all salesy because that's not what you're there for. You're there for building relationships. Depending on a conversation, I might have someone if they're open to advice, but some people are very open to how can I do something better, and some people definitely aren't. And that's one of the reasons I ask the questions then.
Yeah.
In that space. So
that's a smart choice.
More opportunity to maybe tell a story or share a little bit more about what they do. I was the speaker at a networking event when there's about 30 women there, and I was talking about pitching and how to pitch. And each of the women pitched their business. And then I had a party game trick where I go and pitch everyone else's business. And they're just from a different space. I don't care what you do. I just care what you do for me. And that's really, if you're going to learn anything about pitching, that's the angle to come in.
Yeah, very well said. Yeah, it's always about what's in it for them, right? It's not about what's in it for you. It's what's in it for them.
Correct.
So in terms of your speaker training, I know you're big on personal branding. So for someone starting out and listening to this episode, what would you tell them? Like probably three key points on how to build their personal brand in terms of step up, stand out, and speak to influence. That's all the brand message.
The first one is really get so clear. And I spoke about this to someone today. I said, stop wasting money on, we've got to start at this level first. Where you're throwing money at all these different things. And a lot of people do that. Well, I've got to have that. I've got to have social media marketing. I've got to do all this, but not get this part right. And the part you need to get right is what is your vision and your mission? Because that's what's going to have you working at 10 o'clock at night and happy to do so in your business. What are you trying to create and why? It gets so clear on that, right? That, as I said, mine is to, you know, enable people to do what they don't believe is possible. It keeps you on track. So if I'm doing something else or I put my hand up to a volunteer, I'm on a whole lot of committees, and is that doing that? Well, yeah, it is actually. So that's fine. It's not a commitment. It's part of what I'm doing. But you have to get clear, because if you're not clear on that, you won't get clear on your pitch. And that's the second point. Get very clear on how you help people achieve the results that they want to achieve. That's your pitch. I help people on LinkedIn particularly get their headlines and their banner right and everything, but it's all about how you help someone. I don't need to know you're a web designer, but what I need to know is that I help people put their message out in the world by creating amazing web pages that attracts attention and delivers great results. That's what I need to know. Again, what's in it for me? So get your vision, mission right, get your pitch right, and then get a coach. You cannot do it by yourself. And you and I, Priya, we spoke the other day. We've both spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years, and you don't need to do that initially. As you get, you know, the business grows, and as you need a higher skilled coach, then you go looking for that. But figure out where you might have a shortfall. And my shortfall is bookkeeping. I'll own that 100% of the time. Do I need a coach in bookkeeping? No, I just go get a bookkeeper. I don't need to do that. But do I need a speaker coach or a business coach or something that's going to help me upskill? Yes. But find a coach. Get clear on your mission and vision. Know what you're solving the problem, what the problem is and how to pitch that, and get a coach.
Well, that was so crisp. Like really, people need to know their vision and mission. They need to work with a coach because they don't know what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah,
amazing. So if people want to work with you, what are the different ways that they can work with you and how can they contact you?
There's quite a few different ways. And I'm in a situation where I can be offer things that are affordable for people starting out and also start basics for a lot of people. And so I work one-on-one with clients. I also have very small group training. I want small group because I want people to get the results. This is all my coaching and training. It's very much about results driven. I have a 12-week branding program and that starts the 31st of January 24. So I'm not sure when this goes to air, but that runs for 12 weeks. So there's, and all, again, there's small group training. So there's training at workshops. There's a whole lot. I've got We Are Women podcast, which we're going to have a conversation about that as well. The couple of books that I mentioned, there's a lot of different ways to we can work together and finding something that works for you. I very much in the space of, can I help you? Yes, I can. Can I help you? No, I can't. But let me tell you someone else that I would recommend that might be able to help set you up in a different way. My website's the easiest way to get in touch. That you can go on there and you can download a free ebook. And I'd suggest that you do that because it helps with a whole lot of components about how you can build rapport with people and also book a complimentary 30-minute conversation. And again, can I help you? We'll figure it out.
And a lot of people hesitate to even get on a discovery call. I'm like, you're not losing anything other than the 30 minutes of your time, which will be useful because you will learn something. Like definitely you will learn something or you'll have some value nugget thrown at those discovery calls. So for people who are listening, I'm going to leave all links to Janine's resources, website, podcast, books. Most of the time, podcasts are a good way to get help from the expert without any cost involved. Or if you're not at a stage to work with Janine, book a call and understand what she can help with. What is the kind of budget you're dealing with? So you can plan ahead when you're ready to work with her. So that's the way I would approach when I want to work with somebody. I kind of get the ballpark figure and then work towards it. So I reverse engineer my goals because in 2024, if you cannot deliver your message clearly and if you're struggling to step up, stand out with your messaging, your training to speak in terms of podcast or masterclass, if you're a coach, consultant, trainer, I would highly recommend jumping on to janeenvosper.com. That's spelled JaneenVosper.com. I will leave the links in the show notes below for you to go and check her out. I've known Janeen for ages on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn's a great way to connect with me as well.
Exactly. So she's very active on LinkedIn. That's how I feel like I've known her for ages, but I met her in person a few months ago. But I feel like I've known her and we live in such a virtual world, right? We feel like we know each other forever. So please connect with Janeen on LinkedIn or other social media platforms and please make use of the 30-minute complimentary call to discuss the issues you've got to speak up or if you have imposter syndrome or if you have a fear of judgment, fear of failure, there's always the aspect of confidence that Janeen can help you with. So I highly recommend getting on a call with her. So do you have any final words of wisdom for people who struggle to speak up? Just one liner? Do you have like a famous one liner?
Just do it, really. You do it once, it's really hard. You do it the second time, still hard, but it gets a little bit easier each time you do it. And I've seen amazing results, so just do it.
Yeah, like Nike, I'm going to give the credits, but let's just say let's do the damn thing.
Actually, I'll rephrase it because what I usually do is just say yes.
Yeah, that becomes our custom branding. So Janeen Vosper's message for people who are procrastinating, who've got imposter syndrome is just say yes.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Janeen. I loved having you on the show. And this is such an important area, which a lot of people struggle with. You and I know that. So I hope this was helpful. And I hope people really get the help that they need. And I truly appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. And again, I love sharing knowledge. Thanks, Priya.
Thank you so much, Janeen.
I truly hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. Just for you. Please follow Pivot to Thrive podcast on the platform you're listening to right now. It would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, and I'm so excited to see you on the next episode. Sending you loads of love, positive, and healing vibes your way. Stay blessed.